Our community is really excited to have on the line two of my favorite Knicks on the planet, and you're definitely going to recognize the last name. So first and foremost, Nick Fratiani Sr. and Nick Fratiani Jr., the Fratianis. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Renee?
Hello, Renee.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited to have you guys on the line. And, of course, Nick, everyone knows your name here on iHeart Communities because, you know, we've had you on forever. And then, of course, the whole American Idol thing. You remember that, right? So,
oh, yeah.
It's good to have you here along with your dad. You two have a very special performance coming up on Saturday, December 18th in our capital city at Infinity Music Hall. Tickets still available. You're going to do a very special holiday show. So I will turn things over to the Knicks to tell us all about it.
Yeah, so this is our, we've been doing these annual Christmas, father-son Christmas shows since 2017.
Like, this is our fourth.
Yeah, this is our third time at Infinity. Last year, obviously, with everything going on, we did an online show. So this is our third at Infinity, fourth overall show. And, yeah, we're just really excited about it. It's been a cool thing for us to look forward to every year.
Nick Sr., what's your favorite song to perform with Nick Jr. there for the holidays? What do you like to do?
Well, we go back and forth about them because we try to come up with a new one every year, you know? So, I don't know. I like them all because they're just special because we try to make duets out of all these things.
Come on, you got to pick one. Come on.
All right, I got to say, when we did the David Bowie Bing Crosby thing, yeah. I thought that was cool because we did, what was it, the Drummer Boy
and Peace on Earth.
And we do that. So that was one of my ideas when I saw it. And that seems to be fun to do, along with all the other ones that we do.
Would you guys say this is a traditional holiday show? So people will, they'll be happy to see and hear both of you sing, but they're going to hear comfortable songs, the sounds of the season, really.
Yeah, we picked a bunch of classics, kind of songs that I remember growing up listening to with him. And we would always kind of, Christmas is a special time in our house. And we would always, it's funny, we just have so many of these certain CDs that I always remember growing up, like Frank Sinatra, and we used to listen to Neil Diamond and David Foster. And there's just so many, special songs for us. So we always, my dad would always be playing the piano and singing these songs. And, you know, we would, I remember he would always dance with my sister to Blue Christmas with Elvis. So there's just a lot of special, cool moments, and to be able to finally do it ourselves. And, you know, we make these videos every year that people really like. And now, to be able to do it live, it's been a lot of fun. And this is the first year we actually used to travel. I'd have my dad in the truck with me all over New England and Philadelphia, all these places. We used to tour doing this, and this is the first year we're only doing Connecticut. So it's like, this one's going to be a big one, so we're really excited about it.
Yep,
Saturday night, December 18th. Doors open at 7 p.m. The show starts at 8 p.m. If you want information or to get your tickets, you can go to infinityhall.com. We'll have a link up as well. But as far as the both of you, you're both performers. You both have very vibrant social media accounts. How can we follow each of you? And Nick Sr., first and foremost, because you're always out there playing, so how can we follow you?
Well, I have a music page on Facebook. It's called Nick Fratiani Senior Music Page. And then I'm also on Instagram as Nick Fratiani Senior. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of Christian music besides the regular stuff, too. So I've been keeping busy. And I'm feeling really good about, you know, still being able to do what I love to do. So it's a great thing for me to keep doing this, you know.
Absolutely. And Nick, of course, your social media presence is great. And I love watching all the fun projects you're doing. You just performed, you know, at one of the casinos, of course. And so how can our Connecticut fans find you?
Yeah, I got to be better on my social media, but everybody's on it so much these days. But anyways, it is Nick Fratiani. And it's been fun recently. The last month and a half, I've been able to kind of get back on the road again and play. It was not a fun year and a half. So that's why every show now that both of us, I think, get to do is really special. And it feels, you know, we kind of feel lucky that we could do it. After feeling the effects of not being able to do it.
Absolutely. And I do want to talk about some Christmas traditions, because you guys have a wonderful family and your family is filled with lots of tradition and a lot of Italians. So what are some of the things that you guys like to do to celebrate the holidays? And Nick, I want to go to you first, because, you know, obviously growing up with a musical dad and a wonderful and large family, what are some of the traditions that you remember most about the holidays?
Well, I do remember, it's pretty obvious that I would say it, but I do really remember the music as being a super important part for me. Actually, one of the first times I ever sang was at St. Mary's Church in Brantford, and I sang O Holy Night, and it's a song that me and my dad still do to this day, and I would sing at the little Christmas concerts at our school, and my dad would be on stage with me then, and we would actually literally did some of the songs that we're doing now as, you know, when I was 9 years old. And so that always is a big tradition. Of course, the Italians, the fish, you know, a lot of fish, and, you know, it makes, you know, reminds me a lot of my grandmother who passed away, but she was a big part of all the food and a lot of eating and talking loud. That's what I remember.
The seven fishes, and God help you if you had to go on a date after the seven fishes, or go to a boyfriend or girlfriend's house to celebrate your first Christmas Eve because you smelled like the seven fishes. But in any event, Nick Senior, what are some fond holiday memories you have?
Well, you know, it is music, because my dad, you know, that's why I think I passed it through, because we're listening to the Sinatra CD, and my dad used to put it on when I was younger, so I made sure that I kept it going. And I think the Christmas time, just having my family together, was always, just being and feeling the love between us is really the most important thing about Christmas that matters to me. And I look forward to it every year. Tradition-wise, I don't know. We watch, you know, my dad, we never had a fireplace, so we always would watch the Yule log. And that was big for my dad to put that Yule log on. And I used to say, Dad, you're going to watch? And he'd sit there, and every Christmas song would come on. So the Yule log is something I remember dearly, too. So
And It's a Wonderful Life.
We watch that, too. Yeah, as a family, we'd always watch and wait for Clarence the Guardian Angel. Yes.
I love the Yule log. That's fantastic. Nick, talk a little bit about your acting, too, because you're getting into that, and you have been befriended by a legendary actor, Chaz Palminteri. So talk to our audience a little bit about that.
Yeah, I did. Well, in 2019, I got booked to play Lorenzo in the National Broadway tour of A Bronx Tale. So I did that for about, we got through 100 shows until COVID took us down. But we did kind of travel the country and do that. And I became friends with Chaz, who, if you guys don't know who Chaz Palminteri is, he wrote A Bronx Tale, the movie, and played kind of the villain, Sonny, alongside Robert De Niro. So he's been a big help in trying to, you know, talk me into continuing. His advice to me is just do everything. So if you could act, act. If you could sing, sing. And don't say no to a lot of stuff when you're trying to break through. So that's kind of been a good piece of advice. I haven't booked anything since then. But I did sign with an acting agency and was quite busy with a lot of now everything's over a self-tape. So you got to send in your auditions through your iPhone, basically. And so it's been fun. It's been a cool new challenge, but music will forever be my thing. And I just like to entertain people. So it's just another thing to try and do.
All right. So we've got the concert. We're really excited about this. We're going to spend some holiday time with Nick Frattiani and Nick Frattiani Sr. Saturday, December 18th at Infinity Hall in Hereford. I'm so excited. I'm bringing my mom to this show. It's going to be a wonderful evening of Christmas classics. It's really going to ring in the holiday spirit. So put on your holiday vest and come to our capital city and see these two Nicks perform together, a father-son duo. I couldn't think of anything more holiday inspired than that. And of course, Connecticut's own Nick Frattiani, American Idol winner. Before I do hang up with you guys, Nick, do you have anything new coming out that you can let people know about, or any tour dates outside of the Christmas stuff that you want to let your fans know about?
Well, one thing I'd like to let people know is I did release an original Christmas song called First Real Christmas. A lot of different Connecticut stations have been playing it, and I think you guys would like it. So check that one out. My dad actually played bass on it. I wrote it with a buddy of mine called named Eric Donnelly, and my girlfriend Lauren actually sang background vocals on it. So it kind of involved all people close to me. So that's one thing I'd love for people to check that out. So you can just go to Spotify or Apple Music, whatever it's out there, and add it to your Christmas playlist.
All right, we certainly will. And we will see you on December 18th. Merry Christmas to the both of you, and I can't wait to give you a Christmas hug. Thanks for being on iHeart Communities.
Thank you, Renee. Oh, and Renee, did my mom book you? Aren't you introducing us?
I am. Your mom manager recruited me a while ago, so I get to be up on stage to introduce you. But I have a feeling people are going to come to see you and not me, but I'm very honored to be there up on stage. Maybe I'll sing a little backup on Angels We Have Heard on High if you want, or something like that.
All right, we'll see. I think on the encore, we're actually inviting some people up, so maybe on the last song, you can come up and sing along.
All right, I'll be there.
If that doesn't sell tickets, I don't know what.
Consider it a sellout. All right, you guys, I'll see you soon, and thanks for being on the show.